The International AIDS Conference wraps up today in Mexico City. More than 22,000 people gathered for the week-long event to talk about, for one thing, progress.
For the first time, fewer people are dying of AIDS, and for the first time, fewer people are becoming infected with HIV. This is cause for great encouragement. But it's not cause for complacency, and it's certainly far too early for declaring victory.
That's Dr. Peter Piot, who's executive director of UNAIDS. Beyond progress, they also talked of prevention. New research released at the conference shows the vast majority of countries surveyed have no AIDS prevention programs for gay men. And yet worldwide, that group has the highest rate of HIV. Researchers found many countries still regard homosexual behavior as criminal. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports that in environments where stigma is strong, the entire question of HIV prevention is overshadowed by violence.
In countries around the world, in Iran, Uganda, and Zimbabwe, men who have sex with men face the threat of violence. Jamaica is considered to be one of the worst environments for gays. One young man agreed to tell what it was like for him in Jamaica, as long as NPR does not use his name. It was 10 years ago. He was about to enter the University of the West Indies in Kingston. He was young and healthy at the time, very much in love with another guy. And then they were both brutally beaten.
It turned out that his father was one of those violently homophobic kind of people. He had actually orchestrated this attack on his son by a bunch of, you know, thugs from the neighborhood. It just so happened that I had ended up being ensnared by the trap that was set and brutally beaten as they continued to chase me through the town. The funny thing is, I mean, up until that point, I was kind of all right living in Jamaica. I mean, you knew what lines not to cross. You knew what not to do. But after that attack, I suffered from this paralyzing fear of everyone.
But home is home. He recovered, and he decided to stay until it happened again.
I was walking home from work one evening, and this guy, you know, we crossed paths. And like a split second after I saw him, his image just struck me. I thought, oh my God, this is one of the guys that had, you know. And so he turns around and he starts taunting me for the entire time. I'm walking from work to get to the bus stop and he's behind me screaming out, batty boy, watch the batty boy, and that kind of thing.
Batty boy is a pejorative name for gays in Jamaica. That evening he called his mother in the U.S. and soon thereafter left Jamaica. Robert Carr, a human rights worker and the director of Caribbean Vulnerable Communities Coalition, says this is not an uncommon experience in Jamaica.
Once your neighbors start to feel anxiety about your presence, they have a tendency to convince themselves that they have to do something about it and that something is usually violent.
One case this year that drew international attention. Neighbors broke into a man's house, attacking him and his two guests with machetes. In 2004, Brian Williamson, Jamaica's leading gay activist, and Steve Harvey, an AIDS activist, were murdered. Last year, men suspected of being gay were stoned, leaving a funeral. In such an environment, Carr says, HIV prevention becomes secondary.
These are people whose families would most likely turn on them if they were discovered to be gay. So promoting condom use comes to be the least of it.
But the need for AIDS prevention is critical. UNAIDS estimates that HIV prevalence is 20% to 30% among gays in Jamaica. Carr says an international outcry in the last 4 years is forcing Jamaica to confront the issues of HIV and violence.
Somebody comes to get you and you are able to make a phone call or run to a police station. In the beginning, you would be chased back out. Now people are actually finding harbor and the police are calling the mob to account.
4 years ago, the young Jamaican man discovered that while here in the U.S., he had become infected with HIV. That's when he knew he could not go home.
At that moment, that's when I picked up the phone and called my lawyer. I just said to him, I have HIV. I'm deathly afraid that eventually the INS is going to send me back to Jamaica, and I don't want to die. Can you help me get something that would keep me here.
He was granted asylum in the United States as a member of a group that has a well-founded fear of persecution if he returns to his home country. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.